is Reese on the Radio.
And don't say we didn't warn you. On News Talk 1080, WTIC.
Don't say they didn't. Don't say they didn't. Because I know they did. When we come back, after weather and traffic, I want to talk about NPR and PBS. And this, you know, they can't help themselves. If it's not, you know, immigrants or illegals, it's blacks and browns. And now it's people who live in hill country. You know, the slope-headed flyover country folks. Them folks is just too dumb. And we, the elite, must save them. Because they just wouldn't know how to get their information. We need to be here. Do you want to understand how important it is that we're, we'll get into that. Got to break that down. We have to. But they are so certain this bias. Every time I ask them, they can never seem to tell us exactly what they mean. Boy, have we got news for them. We'll get into that, plus your phone calls. So stick around for that. That's plenty of stuff. Also, I've got some, it's not movie news, but it is a movie question that I want to get into. Roland, I'll start off with you. If you had the chance to get a spoiler from a movie, would you, and it was juicy, like if they told you, it was like, dude, I got to tell you this, is from the movie, would you not take the spoiler and then go see the movie so that you don't get, you know, just so you're not surprised?
Yeah, I don't take any spoilers.
You don't like spoilers?
Nah, I'm not. I just like to see it for myself.
Truth
if I see it online by accident, I get upset. So.
You get upset? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Avengers Endgame, the movie that everybody loved, I read the script before I saw the movie.
Nice and dumb.
No, I was happy. I was 100% happy that I knew everything that was going to happen in the movie. People was like, really? It's like, you don't care about spoilers? Give them to me. If you know the spoiler of a film, tell me. The Sixth Sense? Want it. Seven? I want it all. I don't like being surprised. Let's get a check of the weather and traffic with Jason Catarina and Mark Christopher in the BPS Traffic Center. What's going on, Mark?
President of the Chris Murphy Fan Club, Reese on the Radio, on News Talk 1080, WTIC.
WTIC. Yeah. Between rounds. Congratulations to Kevin F. of Hartford, right in Hartford. All right, congratulations. Kevin is our latest winner today of the dozen bagels a month for 6 months, courtesy of Between Rounds. The Bagel Bakery and Sandwich Cafe, make sure you check them out in South Windsor, Vernon, and Manchester. If you'd like an opportunity to win, you gotta go to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. That's R-E-E-S-E on the radio.com. Put in your information. Make sure you put in your telephone number and please your date of birth, because Roland won't give it to you unless you put in your date of birth. So you gotta give me your date of birth and your telephone number, and then we'll pass that on to the folks over at Between Rounds. Go to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. That's R-E-E-S-E on the radio.com. Put in your information and you will get a chance to win. Also, become a friend of Reese on Radio on Facebook. As I always say, don't be afraid, be a friend. Unless something else weird happens. Anyway, let's get to the phones. 860-522-WTIC. Let's go to Dave in Brantford. Hello, sir.
Okay. I had to pick up quick. I want to talk about Heron. I wrote it down. Heron Gaston, which I was going to talk about anyway, and then you ran a pull quote from him on the afternoon on the news just before the hour.
Okay.
So I'll start with this. Mondami in New York, I think, is a foregone conclusion, and it feels like bad political ideas are like diseases, the way they spread just when you least want them. They mutate. If you get near those people, you'll catch it. And it's almost like New York City is going to become a leper colony.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even want to talk to people. And it's not you, but in the collective, if that's what they want to vote for, I just can't even understand their brains anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up. And they think it's self-evident. If you want cheaper housing, government has to do it.
Yeah.
And everything I learned along the way, you know, from Adam Smith to Milton Friedman, it doesn't work. It makes it much, much worse you can't understand why that's not obvious to everyone. So they had a signing ceremony today for that you can't handcuff juveniles under the age of 14. And I saw in the afternoon news, and then your news repeated the poll quote, Heron Gaston makes this idiotic statement. It is cheaper to send you to Yale than send you to jail.
I heard it.
And I don't understand. Why are people so susceptible to rhyming couplet versions of public policy? You know, you get a 14-year-old who's jacked a car, and I read this in the news. It was a New Haven kid. It happened this month. He jacked a car. He had a stolen gun with him, and he had an open warrant that he had shot himself and then got driven to the hospital the previous month.
Yeah.
You'd say, what? Why is there any question about anyone whose mentality is such that they'll floor a car when the blue light goes on, or that they'll kick and punch and spit a cop?
I don't believe
it's obvious they need.
Here's what I think is going on here, Dave. Even though, and I get the outrage because a lot of people were looking at this just going, you know, why would they even sign this in the bill and why have a ceremony for it? I will admit this. And I'll concede this to the governor and to those who propose this. If the kid, let's say the kid was caught spray painting a building and you took him in, I wouldn't handcuff that kid. But if the kid was caught in a wild melee of like roughhousing or knocking people out, punching people in the street, that kid gets handcuffed. I think that's what's happening here. I think there's a lot
of attention. Why do we think the police are incapable of making this decision that a politician and his...
That's my point. I don't say to take this in offense, but you kind of stole my thunder. I think that's the deal. I think that they know the police officers are discerning that. They're just telling the police officers, and again, that's what I really believe this is about. It's telling the police officers, look, you don't really have to handcuff everybody, do you? If the kid is, you know, shoplifting, you just grab the little skinny kid by the collar and you put him in the back of the car. But if the guy's doing something egregious, you know, he's running around here beating kids up and, you know, he's wielding a knife or anything like that, that you clearly do. But it's all platitudes and for show. That's all it is. It's giving these guys their red meat. The activists, it's giving them what they want. Hey, look at me. I'm signing a bill that protects whatever yada, yada, yada nonsense you want. That's all it is. Police officers aren't really going to be affected by this.
I was thinking, you know, Jesse Jackson was the rhyming couplet king. And yet what public policies, what good ideas was he in favor of that you and I could talk about? We can't even think of them.
Not a one.
And so this Heron Jackson seems like, cheaper to go to Yale than to jail. But say, but none of these kids getting handcuffed, they're not going to jail. They wouldn't last 2 days.
They'd
steal the microscopes out of the lab and sell them for, you know, for the pawn shop. I want to end on this because it's your next stop. At NPR, it's not so much that their journalism is bogus or inaccurate.
Yeah.
It's that there's only a certain group of topics that they'll cover. And it's always the same side of the aisle.
Exactly.
The transgender kid in high school in Texas who didn't get the life they wanted. And you say, well, that's, you know,
you stole my thunder last time. Don't do it again. So you're going right into the weeds. You're going right into the wheelhouse of what I'm talking about in this. Thank
and
you, buddy.
So NPR needs to be defunded. It's about time. Thanks for letting me on.
You got it, sir. You're 100% right that's exactly what needs to happen. So again, look, you have to listen to this because I'm just going to play it. Here's the bottom line. Okay. When NPR and PBS are going on CNN, and they're playing this very dumbfounded nonsense about, I just don't know what you're talking about. What's this bias? Many people would say, oh, come on, don't tell me that they don't know. Folks, here's where I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Just listen. Just give me a minute. Perhaps, let's just take it into consideration. Perhaps they just don't know it's bias. Perhaps they've been in a bubble with their peers, with their 92nd Street Y, there's that mention again, 92nd Street Y friends and neighbors, that this is so commonplace for people to believe this, that outside the scope is foreign to them, if not alien. Think about it. Listen to, this is the CEO of PBS, Paula Kerger. She asked the question. Every time I ask people, they don't seem to tell me what they're talking about with this bias. Well, thank God we have Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to help her out.
I asked them for examples. People often struggle to come up with examples of what really they're talking about.
When this came from Louisiana Public Broadcasting, becoming papa, father's key to gender justice. I can tell you that every mom and dad in Louisiana, when they lie down to sleep at night and they can't, they're lying there worried about gender justice. Here's another one. I'm talking to young children about race and racism. How America's history of racism connects to divisions today. The hidden racism of young white Americans. Your tax dollars. Another headline. AP fact check. Trump seeds race animus with COVID falsehood. Another headline. Biden trumpets economic gains but struggles to get credit. Another headline from PBS. The other Olympians. Transgender athletes in the Nazi area.
I think he meant to say era. But that's PBS. Again, remember, they're dumbfounded at the idea. What are you talking about that there's bias going on? Even the CEO of NPR, Catherine Mayer, she says, you know, if that's really happening, could you give that? Could you let us know about it? Here's what she said on CNN.
As far as the accusations that we're biased, I would stand up and say, please show me a story that concerns you, because we want to know and we want to bring that conversation back to our newsroom.
Oh, I'm so glad you feel that way, Catherine. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Senator John Kennedy.
I want to give you a few examples of stories that NPR has published using taxpayer money. Michael Avenatti, quote, a profile of the media savvy attorney. Here's another headline from NPR. How racism became a marketing tool for country music. Here's another headline. Donald Trump's long embrace of Vladimir Putin. This headline. Monuments and teams have changed names. Let me say it again. Monuments and teams, presumably sports teams, have changed names as America reckons with racism. Birds are next.
That one is my favorite. Birds are next. NPR says birds are going to get their names changed because of racism. I can't believe that's an article.
Here's another headline. Eating less beef is a climate solution. How the Taliban adds to Afghanistan's woes when it comes to climate-fueled disasters.
I'm sorry. That was, I stand corrected. That one's my favorite one. By far. Taliban. That was beautiful. The Taliban.
Well, I can tell you that's on the mind of every person in Afghanistan today.
So they don't seem to know, because how could they? This is journalism. This is the creme de la creme. There's no bias. This is what we're supposed to write about, isn't it? That other stuff, I don't even know what you're talking about. This is journalism. This is the way. I think I'm kidding. They're dead serious. Let's go to Tom. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am well. I got a comment on our good friend Tim, but from yesterday. But Senator Johnson, man, he is the best.
Oh,
I hope when
Kennedy,
he retires,
mean, yeah. Kennedy is the best.
I mean Kennedy, yeah, Kennedy, yeah. I hope when he retires, he goes on the comedy tour, because he is so funny, and he could just roast the political and the in-bed establishment of D.C. It'd be ridiculous.
What did you want to bring up about Tim yesterday?
Oh yeah. Tim from Wofford, and I have it on good 4th and 5th.
Yes, I know. A lot of people making a big deal about that.
That he is from Wallingford. I've got it on 5th generation information.
Okay.
Every time you beat him down, he changes the topic. And of course, at the end of yesterday, he brought it back to Trump.
I couldn't believe
if you keep destroying him, Reese, he's going to go to the chief of police in Wallingford and put out a warrant for your arrest. So watch out.
Oh, you're saying he's going to pull a Mary Fay on me. Is that what you think he's going to do? He's
gonna exactly.
Get,
so be
get
careful.
Me for harassment. Oh, poor guy.
Yes, exactly. Watch your back, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Good looking out. I really do. Let's go to Dan. How are you, Dan?
Hey, how are you? I figured that it's probably a good idea to maybe start talking about the crash up in Enfield with the two state troopers and the illegal alien who was driving with most likely two other illegals.
Great story.
Seeing that we have a governor and an attorney general who, they harbor aid and help out the illegals.
Obviously, they're conspicuously absent on this on this story. Nowhere to be found. Right. Haven't even released the statement about the officers or anyone else for that matter who was injured. They have no interest in it.
Right. So I think something that, should be, just like you did with DQOT, which has gotten deep and, for what I do for work, I'm an OSHA compliance director. So it's a good thing what you did there. So,
every time a story like this comes up, if you've noticed, every time an illegal is involved, be it sex trafficking, drug trafficking, human trafficking, and it ends up in one of these Connecticut cities like Danbury and New Haven, I bring it up. So trust me, that was on my list. But I appreciate you. It is an important story.
Much appreciated from this end.
You got it, sir. Thank you. Let's go to let's get Glory in Glastonbury. Hello, Lori.
Hey there. So you were talking about NPR and PBS, and to me, the only redeemable things about both of those was Car Talk on NPR. That was the only redeemable thing about NPR.
Yeah, people did like that show.
I loved that show. I learned so much about cars from the Click and Clack Tappet Brothers. And then on PBS, it's only Masterpiece Theater. I mean, Downton Abbey, that's my jam. So those are the only two things that are redeemable about NPR and PBS. And you know what? I can find both of those things in other places now. So I'm glad that my tax money is not going to either one of those. And I am absolutely all right with that.
Yeah. Hey, look, like I said, it's fantastic that it was finally done. And we'll get one more. There's a great story I'm doing tomorrow about birthright citizenship. You're not going to want to miss that because that was an interesting story that the government pulled off. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate you. I had to play that thing for you. When we come back, we'll recap all of the stuff we talked about at the beginning of the show and, of course, your phone calls, so stand by. Let's get some weather and traffic in here, plus the top bottom of the hour news with John Silva. Jason Katarina's got weather, and Mark Christopher's in the BPS Traffic Center.
Stay locked in. Locked in. Reese on the radio is on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Oh, man, in a little bit, we got an event going on with the Yard Goats. We'll give you an opportunity to win those tickets as well for Friday the 25th. We'll talk about that. Also, I think, and I'm almost certain of this, the week of August 17th, keep that week open for Reese on the radio, okay? Listen very, very closely. Keep that week open. That'll be the week after my birthday. Keep that week open. We got something planned. Well, I'm certain we'll have something planned for Reese on the radio. At least I'll do my best to see what I can do. What would you think, Roland, about another meet and greet? How would you feel about that? Another.
What was the date?
The week of August 17th.
Okay. Yeah.
That sound good? Okay. Nobody's got anything going on. If you got a birthday, maybe you can come and celebrate. You know what I didn't celebrate the other day? I mean, a lot of people didn't know that June 23rd was like my 6th year, my 6 year anniversary of sobriety. Like, I didn't even mention it. I didn't even like tell anybody. I was just looking at it the other day because my wife got me a coin the other day, and I was like, oh, you know, I never really told anybody about that. Probably because it's not that I forgot about it or, you know, that it doesn't mean anything to me. I wear this chain every day. It's my sobriety chain. I wear it every day. I try to every day on the show. I don't think I've ever missed a day in 3 years that I haven't worn it. So it's important to me, but I didn't mention it. I see all these people, you know, celebrating that, and God on you. If you're out there and you are celebrating your sobriety, I want to let you know that I celebrate it with you. And congratulations on your unbirthday. Another thing that I needed to mention. Oh, yes, I know. Why would I forget that, folks? Check this out. That right there. That is the intro to the Reese on the Radio program. Provided to you by none other than the band called The Panics. That's them right there. And they will be my guest on the show tomorrow. I think at least I know I have the lead singer, Daniel Pena, will be on the show tomorrow. I talked to him this week, and we'll talk about how we met. We'll talk about their music, how long they've been in. They have this look that you will, it's like a little bit of the Hives, a little bit of the Struts, a little bit of the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones in my view. I want to talk to him a little bit about that and how the whole theme song came to be. Listen to that band. They're going to be performing soon, which I'm going to actually go and see them. I told them I'm going to go and check them out. So now they are the official music of the Reese on the Radio program. So it's a pleasure to be in partnership with them. They love being a part of it. And they turned into fans of the show. Well, at least Daniel did. Daniel says, and I want, this is crazy, but I have to say this because I was talking to him on the phone one day, and he says to me his exact words. He goes, man, I really love your show. He goes, I am so concerned about this DQuad thing. He goes, it's like the show is, I couldn't believe he said it. I couldn't stop laughing when he said it. But he loves the show, and we love him, and we love the band, and we'll talk about them tomorrow. So stay tuned for that at about 4 o'clock. We'll have lead singer of The Panics on the mic. Isn't it interesting that my send-off is Panic is Not Planning, and then the guys who do my theme music is The Panics, Mark Christopher and the BPS Traffic Center. Isn't that weird?
That is
no mistake.
What a coincidence, huh?
Right? The guys who end up doing my theme song are called The Panics, and one of my most famous lines in my send-off is, Panic is not planning.
The self-proclaimed love child of Rush Limbaugh.
We're running a strange program, y'all.
Reese on the Radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
By the way, I don't know if anybody understands that. I get a lot of that online, people respond to that bit. Okay? It was my idea to say the, you know, the, what, how does it go again? Why have I forgotten it all that fast? Oh, the self-proclaimed love child of Rush Limbaugh. And then you'll hear me refer to him as Uncle Rush. Why? Okay. If you don't, yeah, people don't understand this. I know they don't. So I've got to explain it. It's kind of an inner city hood thing. And this is, oh, this is so bad. This is just so awful to have to admit that this happens in the inner city, but it is, okay? A lot of you will know this, who are media savvy, like if you watch television shows or if you watch any of those blaxploitation films or television shows, you are going to know this reference. So, weirdly enough, if your mom had a new boyfriend, if you grew up in a single family household, if your mom had a new boyfriend, you really couldn't call that individual your dad or your stepdad because they weren't married. And it was commonplace, until it was no longer commonplace, to refer to that person as Uncle Such and Such. Yes, I know it sounds weird, okay? But that's the joke, if I have to explain it every time. So when you hear the, you know, the self-proclaimed love child of Rush Limbaugh and then me referring to him as Uncle Rush, that's the joke. I guess it's not funny if you have to explain it, okay? But that's where the reference comes from. Okay, just because people keep asking me, it's like, so what is it? Are you're calling yourself the unofficial love child, but yet you're calling him Uncle Rush? That's where it's from. So I'm being a little, you know, in the weeds on this, but I always sort of draw from my background, like for how I grew up and pop culture references. That's just the way I do things. So my apologies if it sounded weird. Back to the phones we go. 860-522-WTIC. What's up, Rudy?
What's up, Uncle Reese? I can confirm as the person that broke the story 6 or 7 years ago, he does live in Wallingford. There's
all
no
right,
doubt.
Let the guy live, for crying out loud.
Hey, so before I get to my topic,
yes.
I'm in a war on Twitter about the WNBA. And
okay.
because I said that they're about equal to junior varsity boys basketball.
I agree. I agree. If I wanted to see layups all day, that's what I'd watch.
Or what's her? I can't stand her from my Chicago Sky team. She's good. The black girl. She's good looking.
Reese.
Yeah.
Angel Reese.
Reese misses four layups in a row and rebounds it four times in a row and keeps missing. And they're like, she's the best rebounder in the league, but she's shooting 7% from the field.
My favorite. No, hold on. My favorite bit that I've seen so far is they took that NBA 2K cover or whatever it was, and they removed the basketball and put a brick in her hands. That's my favorite.
This isn't even why I called in, but.
Go ahead.
Sabrina Ionescu, four times all WNBA All-Star in five years. Now she plays in a 3-on-3 league. Lost to a high school male. It's on Twitter. It's on TikTok.
And verifies, you are at war over this.
No. It verifies that you, my friend, could probably beat the average WNBA woman in basketball, which was one of your greatest calls.
Thank you.
I thought of you when these people were attacking me, and one of the people that agreed with me posts the link to the video. And this kid, she's 5'11". This kid was like 6'1", and he ended up playing D3 at some nobody school.
Wow.
But a high school boy that played D3 beat a four-time WNBA All-Star. And she's considered the best three-point shooter in the game. Ooh. And she's 5'11". So, It's a joke, but I sent you something. I attached you to a post on Twitter because about an hour ago I was choking on my dinner, and Rosa DeLauro took the red carpet. And I'm like, with her purple hair, and I got to ask you this: did the colored folks back in the hood in New York, you know, grandmother and her friends, did they get like the best couch at JCPenney and wrap it in plastic in case you had to sit on it, but there's plastic wrapped around it?
I have, so of course I have a maternal and a paternal grandparent that I grew up with, to some degree, and even with a stepdad who had, you know, that would be considered my paternal grandparent. One of them did have plastic on there because that the paternal grandparent had like
maternal side, which is Sicilian.
Yeah.
Had two plastic wraps on her couch from and you could only sit on it on holidays, and it was wrapped in plastic like twice.
Hey, you know what? We are not you and me. Listen to me, my friend. You know that saying, we are not the same? You, my friend, we are the same. My grandparents with the plastic, the only time we were allowed to sit on that thing was during Christmas and Thanksgiving. The rest of the year, we had to stand or bring in a folding chair.
My paternal side wasn't like that. But, hey, did you see, I mean, you know, I don't hate Trump, and I like some of the stuff he's doing. Sure. I just, I'm not in his camp anymore. I think MAGA's a cult. But they're going to try to pass that. They're going to, are you kidding me?
Don't go in the weeds. I get it. Okay. I just thought that was crazy that you said that. But anyway.
They want to pass an amnesty bill that if you came here before the open borders of Biden in 2020 and you've been here at least 7 years, that you'll at least get a green card.
Is that, who's proposing that? Because Stephen Miller won't budge. But is that,
the
is
Republican.
That rumored? Who's the Republican?
It's rumored that the Republicans, because Trump wants an amnesty bill.
Okay.
That's what they're going to come up with. Like, if you came here before 2020.
Okay.
I think that you should get rid of everyone in this country. Like, if you're living in a house and you're a drug dealer gang member and you came here with your wife and kids, and you're on the target list, and while we apprehend we find out that everyone in your house, even though they're law abiding, shouldn't be here, you all go.
Agreed.
You get rid of everyone you can. I'm not saying like knock on every Hispanic or Middle Eastern door and say, prove you're a citizen.
Right.
But if you come across an illegal But if we
know, no. How about this? How about if we know that you're here illegally and we know that you're involved in some shady activity, you should go. But let me ask you this. Hold on. I want to ask you this back on the amnesty thing. Okay? Because no one has called me to even discuss it, even though I've talked about it at least three times. So I'm asking you, because you, who've left the camp, left the Donald Trump train, I get it. But I gotta ask you, because you're perfect for this question. Let's say, in my view, Donald Trump is setting a trap. Let's just say that he is for the sake of it, okay? Let's say he set a trap and says, here's my plan. You want amnesty for these folks? You want them to stay? Great. We'll let them all stay. But here's the caveat. One, they can't be a part of any census for two cycles. That's that's going to be 10 years, right? One census, if it's coming up, I guess, in the next 10 years, it'll be 20 years, if anything. But you can't be on the census for two cycles, right? Two cycles you can't get in. You don't get in until the third. And you can't vote. None of them can vote or be allowed to vote in 25 years. What would you say to that proposal?
I would consider this. If you have no criminal record.
Right.
You would get permanent work status, not a green card.
Okay.
Not citizenship ever. No voting.
You can't get citizenship ever, even if you paid a fine?
Nothing, because you committed a crime coming to this country.
Fair enough.
And you supported people, so I'm sure one of the 12 guys in your one-bedroom apartment did something wrong. So here, you can stay, you can work, but if you spit on the sidewalk or try to collect one social service program like food stamps, Medicare, Medicaid, or social, you have to 100% support yourself without a taxpayer-funded program. You can never vote, you can never become a citizen.
So never vote?
No. Okay. Never.
See, I believe
for breaking the law in.
Rudy, I get your, and I hate to even refer to it as a hard stance. It's not. It's a reasonable stance. Cause again, I don't have a problem. I don't have a bone to pick with you on anything. They did break the law and you and I.
Hey, there's three beds open at, Alligator Alcatraz right now.
No, you and I are on, you and I are on the same playing field on this. The people may call it harsh, people may call it mean. But
no, I'll let them stay. Some of them built houses, had kids born here.
I don't care. I don't care. Personally, I don't care. I don't give a crap. But this is my point. I'm saying, if Donald Trump, because again, look, all I want to do is expose the dishonesty of the left and say, look,
it's not just the left, though, Reese. You don't think like Lindsey Graham.
I would agree. Listen, the point is that the majority of the left is the ones that have a problem with this. I get that we would of course.
Yeah, because Rosa DeLauro has purple hair and she's wearing the fabric that was on our grandmother's couches wrapped in plastic as a dress.
You're missing my point. I want everybody who's on the fence or are wavering knuckleheads on the subject. I want to hear them. I want to say, look, I've got the vote. I have the votes. I have the political power to get this done. I'm going to give you amnesty. If you want this, this is the way it's going to be done. You get them to stay. No ICE is going to be running around grabbing anybody, and they get to stay. And eventually, you guys can probably get the power that you want.
If you want to hear from a knucklehead, I mean, I'll give you Tim from Wallenford's phone number.
I'm going. Goodbye, sir. Get out of here. I'm just saying. I think it should be proposed in that way. I would even, forget about even writing a bill. Right? Don't even write a bill. Just tweet it. Just put it on social media. Put it on Truth Social. The guy runs the media. Okay? With a tweet. How, for crying out loud, 2 days ago, the biggest story coming out of the Trump administration was that he was going to revoke Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship. So if you know you can tweak the news cycle and everybody else who follows it by just going, you know what? Let's talk amnesty. You don't get to be a part of the census for two cycles and you can't vote for 25 years, but you get to become, and maybe even adapt some of what Rudy said. You know, give them a work visa, but they get to stay. That's what's important to you, right? And then make them just reveal themselves what they really stand for. If you don't believe me, try this on for size. Let me see if I can find this. Is this Jayapal? Yeah. Pramila Jayapal. Listen to this woman and what she says Remember they told you that there were no illegals on SNAP, on food stamps? Remember they told you they weren't on Medicaid? Remember that? They said, you're like, no, we're not cutting for anybody. Listen, her own words.
Yesterday I was at a food bank in my district talking about the SNAP cuts, the horrible SNAP cuts and Medicaid cuts. And they told me that people are not even showing up to Head Start where they get their food. They're not showing up to the food banks because they're afraid. And it's not just undocumented immigrants. It is people of all legal statuses. It's undocumented immigrants who have been here for 20 years.
What's she talking about? She, again, this is that whole you talk too much theme. Running your mouth and trying to sound so giving and so caring, you expose. The jig's up. They told us that no illegals were on the SNAP program. No illegals were on Medicaid. And there she is saying they're not even showing up to get their food stamps. They're not even showing up to buy food because they're scared. Undocumented people who have been here for 20 years. That was her trying to cover it up. Those are people who have been here forever. We know. Illegals are on the rolls. We know. We've always known. She realized she stepped in it. And all you people running around and saying, no, they're not. Really? Really? Well, you know, I always say never listen to a Republican. You people on the left, stop listening to us. We're nothing but liars, remember? Your folks are telling the truth. Well, there you go. There's Jaya, pal.
Yesterday I was at a food bank in my district talking about the SNAP cuts, the horrible SNAP cuts.
Why she mentioned those? I thought there were no illegals on those.
And Medicaid cuts.
Whoa, Medicaid? Whoa. Illegals and Medicaid? Why are you talking about SNAP and Medicaid when you're talking about illegals?
And they told me that people are not even showing up to Head Start where they get their food.
Why? Because they're afraid of ICE? Oh. And why would they be afraid of ICE? Because they're illegal? Oh. Y'all believe this nonsense? You keep repeating it everywhere in every place. Like I said earlier to Donald, gets mad at me. He doesn't even rely on the Democrat Party. He's over here talking about how I don't criticize. You're not fair and down the middle. You don't even trust them. And now the criteria is I don't criticize President Trump. Is that it? That's the only thing I need to do to get your good gracious? Huh? President Trump has swollen ankles, and I'm concerned. He needs to see a doctor. How's that?
I'm kidding.
Let's get some news with John Silver, some weather with Jason Katerina, and of course, getting you home on the roads with Mark Christopher at the BPS Traffic Center. Hi, sir.